You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
A United States warship was cruising through the Strait of Hormuz and was harassed pretty violently by four Iranian high-speed gunboats. And two of them came within about 300 yards of this U.S. warship. And one of the Iranian ministers said, well, if America violates our waters, we will confront them. Now, the problem is the ship was in international waters and we violated nothing. But they're acting like, well, this belongs to us, whether you like it or not, and they're going to keep harassing, and yet the U.S. seems to do nothing about it. The Strait of Hormuz is a vital sea gate, and Iran has threatened several times to just cut off our oil, and they could certainly do that in this narrow little sea gate. That could easily be done, and they know it, and they have threatened to do it a number of times. They just humiliate us, it seems like, almost every week. And why is that? Here we have given them, removed all of the sanctions where it just resurrected their very poor economy. And we've given them $150 billion, which is an enormous amount of money that they can use to expand their terrorism. After all, they are the number one sponsoring terrorist nation in the world by far. Also, we made a nuclear deal with them, and they said they just loved it. They loved everything about it, and they got all they wanted. And we give and give and give, and the more we give to them, the more they hate us. Why is that? Well, because they have nothing but the just utter contempt and hatred for a weak military and a weak will. That is the way they think, and that's the way it is, and we keep trying to buy the Iranians' love, and they hate us more and more. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about what is going on right now in the Middle East. Let's take a quick look at Daniel 11 and verse 40, a very basic prophecy about the Middle East. Verse 40, and at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. So the king of the south is Iran, leading the radical Islam, and it has a very pushy foreign policy, and it's pushing at America and checking out just how far they can push us. And it seems like they can push us a long, long distance because we don't seem to respond to their aggressive, pushy foreign policy. Very pushy indeed. But in the process, there is a secret whirlwind discussed here, a secret whirlwind that is going to destroy Iran. Now, how could that happen? How does it happen? And can that really be true? Well, it certainly is because it's prophesied in your Bible. It has two kings clashing, the Iranians and their radical terrorist system is pushing America out of the Middle East. The U.S. used to be the king of the Middle East, but they're not any longer, and it is the king of the south. It is Iran that the Bible says is going to be the king of the Middle East at this point, and not the U.S. anymore. What is happening to America? Why is America taken out of the equation? What is going on in America and our policy, foreign policy, and especially that in the Middle East? First, let's look at the pushy king of the south, and then we'll get into the other king and talk about that king. I want to just give you a quick quote here that we wrote in this article, Securing the Horn the Philadelphia Trumpet, October 2006, and it said, since the National Islamic Front seized power in Sudan in 1989, the United States has eyed the Horn of Africa. We have to see what that is. An increasing concern, Sudan intent on building a radical Islamic state right in sync with Iran in many ways. Just the core of their terrorist effort really flows from Sudan in many ways. This article goes on to say, Sudan is operated as a gateway for the free movement of Islamic terror organizations throughout the Horn, a region that embraces Africa's central northeastern coastlands, including Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, Djibouti, Eritrea, as well as Sudan. Now, if Somalia continues to fall in line with the Iranian camp, then there will only really be the little area of Ethiopia and Eritrea, and even Eritrea is very much in the Iranian camp already. So it's looking very bleak in what is called the Horn of Africa. That is an area where terrorism is really thriving and just going up and down, north and south, and giving Iran all kinds of power and scaring the daylights out of the other Arab nations in that area of the world. That Horn of Africa has become a kind of like a crossroads for all this terrorism that's going on. And notice this, the whole of the region bordering the eastern and western perimeters of the Red Sea could fall into extremist Islamic hands. Such a phenomenon would give the Islamic nations, please get this, it would give the Islamic nations total control not only of the geography within which Middle Eastern oil deposits reside, but also the vital two sea links through which much of this oil is shipped, the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea. Now you can see the strategy of Iran if you look at this, and they will even reveal a lot of that themselves. They're just no bastion of resistance to them, it seems, there in the Horn of Africa and in most places in the Middle East. From Sudan, they've sent missiles, all kinds of powerful missiles to Gaza and rockets to them that can, even from Sudan, can hit Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Now, how important is that to the little nation called Israel? And they have a weapons factory there. And notice in Eritrea, an Israeli source said, we believe that Iranian warships based in Eritrea will escort the cargo ship once it has entered the Red Sea. So they're already prepared to escort the ships through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal out into the Mediterranean. You have to begin to see the kind of strategy that Iran has and how they're really just getting control of the Middle East and totally pushing America out of the equation. What is going on and what does that mean for this world? America has helped control the peace movements, major peace movements in the Middle East for a long time, but they're not doing that anymore. And look what is happening. Look what is happening. See, Iran wants to use this vital trade link. Many people think it's the most important trade route in the world. The big mistake that America is making is they feel like that, Iran just feels like they have no reason to fear America. But there is a movement that they don't see and they don't understand, and it's far different than the U.S., and that is a movement that's flowing and being motivated by Germany. And they also have great ambitions, and especially for the Middle East. And something is building that we need to be aware of, and Iran is about to get the biggest shock of its life, because they don't understand what's really happening in Germany and their plan for the Middle East. Let me quote just a little bit from another article here where it talks about Yemen being one of the most strategically important countries in the world. Well, I'll just say, read this. In January, the Houthis, a rebel group sponsored and directed by Iran, overthrew the pro-American Yemeni government. Now, that was a country that America was depending on, and now Iran has the upper hand there. And the Saudi Arabians have fought them because they know how critical this is, and they're really bothered and worried by what Iran is doing. So if you look at a map of Yemen, then you can just 18 miles across a little gate there, Bab el-Mandeb Strait, you have Djibouti. Just a little 18-mile stretch of waterway there, across the waterway there. And that is another gate that Iran now looks like they have control of. So it's getting very dangerous in the Middle East. And look, we still depend on the oil from that part of the world. And Iran is in a position now on two different gates right there in the Middle East where they could cut off the oil coming to the U.S. and essentially wreck our economy. Now, this is a serious problem for each one of us because we have a fragile economy anyhow with a debt that's unknown to any other nation in this world, almost $20 trillion. And nobody's even heard of a debt like that before. So where is all of this leading? Iran controls Yemen, and Europe is taking notice, and America ought to be taking notice as well. The Houthis, after they overthrew the American-supported government and got control, most of the control themselves, the very first chant they made was, death to America. And then secondly, death to Israel. Now, their number one enemy in the world is America. That is Iran and their radical followers and radical terrorists that support them. Do you think they would just relish cutting off all the oil to Europe and America? Well, of course they would. They would do it in a flash if they thought they needed that to get control, more control of the Middle East. And yet we keep assuming that everything will work out fine, but it isn't going to work out fine. They hate America most of all. And they have the power to, well, you could say, to wreck our economy. And what are we doing about it? What is happening? They call us the great Satan. And they call our number one ally in the Middle East the little Satan. Are they a danger to us? Notice what Yemeni Colonel Hussein al-Yadoumi wrote for the USA War College in 1991, one of the primary duties of the international community is to act as an alert guardian to ensure that the Bab el-Mandeb Strait is available to all navigation at all times. That's one of the primary duties of the West. And America is just letting it all slip away. But Germany, well, they have another plan. And that's what the world doesn't see yet, but they're soon going to see it when they come on the scene with awesome power, because they already have it, and most of the world doesn't really know it. And they're getting stronger all the time. But here you have Iran there now as the world's greatest state sponsor of terrorism, and they're going to be the gatekeeper of all the trade flowing through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal out into the Mediterranean. What is that going to do for this world if that happens, if that really transpires? Well, it isn't going to happen that way. And you need to understand why. We all do. Bible prophecy talks about something very different happening that is going to change the course of world history and plunge this world into the greatest violence it has ever known. Let me give you one more quote here. Notice what Michael Siegel wrote for the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. Quote, if the Shia rebels gain control of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, Iran can again attain a foothold in this sensitive region, giving access to the Red Sea and the Suez Canal, a cause of concern not only for its sworn rivals, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the Gulf states, but also for Israel and European countries along the Mediterranean. Arab commentators in the Gulf have warned in recent years about this Iranian push. They even label it the same thing that the Bible does. It's a push. They're always pushing, but there's one big push coming that is going to lead to their destruction. That is in your Bible, and it will happen. So we have, just looking at the map, you can see where how essential all this is to America. So, and of course, the other Arab nations are seeing what's happening, and we're supposed to be their protectors. We have been in the past, but they see now that the U.S. is not going to do anything, and they see what Iran is doing, and as other commentators have said, they're scared to death. And they're beginning to make some strong alliances with Germany. That's where it's all leading. So we need to understand Bible prophecy and need to realize that Iran's about to get nuclear weapons. And one of the ex-U.S. General Keane said, are they really going to wait 10 years to have a bomb according to that agreement? And he said, well, no, they cheat. They could have a bomb in 2 years. And I would go even further and say they could have it within a year. They may already have it, some people speculate. But if you look at the Daniel 12, it talks about a time of trouble such as never was on this earth. That's right after Daniel 11 and verse 40. And it goes on to talk about Daniel 12 and verse 11 and 12, about the time that we can count the 1290 days. It's going to be 1290 days, getting close to that period before the Messiah comes and brings us the peace and joy that we all want. But let me, while I have in the remaining time, let me talk now about the whirlwind that's going to destroy Iran, a military whirlpool. Let's look at Daniel 11 and verse 40. It describes how the king of the south will be violently invaded by the king of the north. At the same time of the end, that is the time immediately before us, shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with ships, and shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. We'll send you literature that will explain all this about the whirlwind and how it's defined. It's just like a whirlwind that circles round and round and does a lot of destruction. Well, this is a military whirlwind, and it just whirls all around you. Now, if you notice, it says here that this whirlwind is, I'll just read it to you again, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, with horsemen, and with many ships. You're going to have a whirlwind. You're going to have like it's coming, destruction coming from the air, coming from the land warfare, and even from the sea. They're going to just, Germany and this German-led Europe is going to attack them from every direction, and they've circled Iran and their allies, and they're going to throw everything they have at them, and they're going to totally destroy them. And the other, their allies, will certainly be surrendering to Germany or willing to change courses very radically if they want to survive. But look, this, when you talk about an all-out war like that, that includes so much power, that doesn't happen by accident. That is being planned at this very moment and expanded, and yet most people don't even see it happening. Germany has some powerful interests throughout Africa. They're recolonizing African nation states within Africa. Now, they have ambitions that are even greater than the King of the South in many ways. They have a strategy, and this none of this is coincidence. Germany was involved in the operation to take care of the piracy coming out of Somalia. Remember that? Well, that was more than a decade ago that they first went in there, and they're still there, watching, observing, and seeing what is going on in that part of the world. Let me just read to you, and we'll send you a booklet that will explain all this to you about Germany's secret strategy to destroy Iran. And we have a huge list of countries with German military deployments, outsourced arms, manufacturing, and arms trading partners. And I could go down to that list. I think we have about 15 countries where they're just surrounding all of Iran and their allies. I mean, this is carefully crafted. And this is German thoroughness. This is the way they prepare for war. But here we have one of the globe's most vital sea gates, two or three of them all together in a way, right there in the Middle East, coming up into the Red Sea and the Suez Canal and the Mediterranean Sea. And already the radical Islamic movement has a lot of power within those African nations along the Mediterranean Sea, like Libya and Egypt. So what is going to happen here? And how is all this going to be solved? See, this whirlwind strategy is a strategy of a German Holy Roman Empire, German-led Holy Roman Empire. I want to just quickly read something to you here that's critical to understand about Germany. Germany and its vassal federation, the European Union, can ill afford to permit the spread of Islam in Africa to interrupt their present process of recolonizing by trade, aid, and peacekeeping operations the politically weak but resource-strong nations of that continent. Yeah, they're weak militarily, but they have strong resources. And Germany is really taking advantage of all of that, and especially the oil-rich Gulf region and its crucial seaways, access to which they need for their spreading global hegemony. Now, you see, that's the plan of Germany. And that's why you're going to see that great push, one final push by Iran. And Germany is going to respond to that with there'll be 10 kings out coming out of Europe to administer all of this warfare. And it is going to be an explosion in this world like nothing they've ever seen in the Middle East. And it's going to really probably even involve nuclear bombs. One of the German Federal Armed Forces Association, Lieutenant Colonel André Wüstner, said in December that terror in Africa makes it clear once again that a ring of fire extends from Afghanistan via Yemen, Syria, and Iraq to Africa. Do you think Germany is going to do nothing about this? No, they see this all happening, that ring of fire, and they're building their own ring of fire, which is called a whirlwind in the Bible. And they're going to be prepared to go all out and hit Iran, who doesn't even really know what's going on because they're so focused on the United States and Israel and other nations in the Middle East that they're overlooking what Germany is doing. And that's the greatest mistake they're ever going to make, because it's going to lead to their own defeat. And it's going to usher in the coming of the Messiah to bring us joy and peace and happiness. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
No nation is more hostile to America than Iran. The Islamic nation is focused on spiting its mortal enemies, America and the Jewish nation of Israel, unaware that a monstrous force is rising in Europe. It does not suspect that this rising German-led superpower already has it surrounded. Learn how an armed and angered Germany will crush Iran. Iran has become increasingly belligerent since Islamic radicals overthrew the Shah in 1979. It has established itself as the number one terrorist sponsoring nation in the world. It has expanded its militant presence into Libya, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Ethiopia, and Eritrea. Meanwhile, an often overlooked rival with a war-making history has surrounded Iran's assets and armaments throughout the Middle East and Africa. Request our Philadelphia Trumpets special report, Germany's Secret Strategy to Destroy Iran, to learn more about the stealthy maneuvering in which both of these nations are engaged. In the highest stakes chess game imaginable, Germany has Iran one move from checkmate. The most astounding part is, Iran does not realize what is happening. Study Germany's secret strategy to destroy Iran to understand Iran's impending defeat and how it was prophesied in detail thousands of years ago in the biblical book of Daniel. The whirlwind prophecy of Daniel 11 mentions two important nations by name, Libya and Ethiopia. Request our Philadelphia Trumpet special report, Libya and Ethiopia in Prophecy, for an in-depth look at Iran's extensive involvement in Northeast Africa. This 25-page compilation of key Trumpet articles exposes Iran's plot to spread radical Islamic terrorism in the region and to seize control of the world's most vital sea lanes. Discover how Iran's footprints trace southwest to Africa. Learn about Iran's deadly network of extremism. And prove whether Libya and Ethiopia can escape the wrath of Germany. Order Libya and Ethiopia in Prophecy today. With your order, you'll also receive our free reprint article, A Mysterious Prophecy. While Iran builds alliances in the Middle East and Africa, an increasing number of nations in the region are becoming uneasy and fearful. A stunningly specific prophecy in Psalm 83 reveals the exact nations that will refuse to join Iran's side. Even now, Germany is sculpting a powerful Middle Eastern alliance that will allow it to overwhelm Iran in a whirlwind war. You need to know about the future world events recorded in Psalm 83, A Mysterious Prophecy. All our literature is free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Order Germany's Secret Strategy to Destroy Iran, Libya, and Ethiopia in Prophecy, and A Mysterious Prophecy now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.